Hey, so glad you are here. I have been wanting to talk about this recipe for a while now because it genuinely changed the way I think about weeknight dinners. So let me give you some context. Years ago, a friend of mine named Richard handed me a handwritten index card with his stroganoff recipe on it. I remember looking at it and thinking, yeah, okay, another recipe card that is going to end up in that kitchen drawer nobody ever opens. You know the one I mean. The drawer stuffed with recipes that seemed promising, but just never quite made it to the stove. But something about the way Richard described the beef got to me. He said, "Trust me on this one." And I cannot explain why, but I actually did. I tried it that same week. Okay, so here's what happened. The first time I made this, I understood immediately why he was so confident. This was not the gray, sad stroganoff you might be picturing from a cafeteria line somewhere. This was something completely different. The sauce was deep and rich and clung to these tender ribbons of beef in a way that made every bite feel kind of luxurious. The mushrooms had this gorgeous golden color, and all of it was pooling over these wide egg noodles in a way that just looked right. You could tell immediately that most restaurant versions are just pale imitations of what this actually tastes like. The secret, if you want to call it that, is the beef tenderloin. Most stroganoff recipes use ground beef or stew meat, and the result is chewy and disappointing. This version goes the opposite direction. Beef tenderloin is the most tender cut you can buy, and when you slice it thin against the grain and sear it properly, it practically dissolves into the sauce instead of fighting it. That is the whole point. The texture is everything. The other thing that makes this special is the white wine deglaze. After you sear the beef and set it aside, you toss in the onions and mushrooms, let them soften up, then add the garlic for just a minute until it smells incredible. Then you pour in the white wine and scrape up all those brown bits from the bottom of the pan. Those little bits are pure flavor, and the wine brings that brightness that cuts through all the richness of the cream. It's the kind of balance you can taste but cannot quite name. You just know something's right about it. Now, here's the part I really love about this recipe. It takes about 45 minutes, and most of that is hands-off. You're not standing over the stove the whole time, stressing. You sear the beef, build the sauce, let everything meld together. Your kitchen smells absolutely ridiculous the whole time, and by the time you're sitting down with a bowl, you feel like you actually have your life together. I'm not kidding. Even on a random Tuesday, even when you're eating it alone on the couch in your least impressive sweatpants. So if you've been looking for a comfort food recipe that actually delivers on the comfort part, this is the one. Richard definitely knew what he was doing when he wrote this down. For the full recipe and ingredients list, visit cookingwithdade.com.